Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this lecture, we'll talk about Anglo-Saxon literature. Now, even before we talk about that, keep in mind that the era of Chaucer was from 1340s till 1400. Okay? And when we talk about Anglo-Saxon literature and afterwards Anglo-Norman literature, it is much earlier than the era of Chaucer. And insofar as dates are concerned, the dates of Old English period, or let's say Anglo-Saxon literature, is from 650 CE to 1100 CE. And to be more precise, the end of the Anglo-Saxon period is when the Norman invasion takes place. And the Norman invasion takes place in 1066 CE. And with the coming of the Normans begins the Middle English period. So one thing to keep in mind is that the English that we speak has been constantly evolving. Earlier it was Old English, after that Middle English comes, and finally comes Modern English, the English which we speak. And literature of any era, be it the Old English period, Middle English period, Modern English period, reflects many of the socio-political, socio-economic conditions of the times. And one important question you should always keep in mind is, what is literature? See, there is no fixed definition of literature, but in general, literature is something which reflects our aspirations, our dreams, our fears. Literature is something which reflects the human condition in general, human experiences in general. And since time immemorial, be it the literature of any country, theek hai, chahe wo United Kingdom ki literature ho, whether it be the literature of India, whether it be the literature of any other country, it is ultimately the human condition, human experiences which literature expresses. And when we talk about Anglo-Saxon literature or Old English literature, it is important to keep in mind what was the kind of society, what was the kind of socio-economic condition during that time in England, because ultimately we are mostly talking about British literature. Now, the original inhabitants of England were the Celts. After that came the Jutes, Angles and the Saxons. So sometimes in an exam they can also ask you who were the original inhabitants of England and when did the Jute Anglo-Saxons arrive? When was the Anglo-Saxon invasion that took place? So Celts were the original inhabitants. After them came the Jutes, Angles and the Saxons. After that, in 166 CE, there was the Norman invasion, which ultimately paved the way for Middle English. Okay? And what is the difference between Old English, Middle English and Modern English? Now, in general, the difference is of two kinds. One is the difference in vocabulary. The other is the difference in pronunciation. Okay? That these two are the obvious and very easily recognizable differences. This is the difference in the English that they use. But what about the literature? Now, as I said, literature reflects the times in which people lived, the times in which people wrote. Now, before discussing the literature of Old English period or Anglo-Saxon literature, you should keep in mind that even the Old English had four major dialects. Okay, four major dialects were there. First dialect is called Northumbrian. Okay, Northumbrian. Uske baad Mercian. Okay, Mercian is the second dialect. Third, Kentish. Okay, Kentish is the third dialect. And uske baad fourth hai West Saxon. These were the most important four dialects in Old English period, or let's say Anglo-Saxon period, okay? Before the Norman invasion. After the Norman invasion, there were three dialects. Kaun kaun se the wo? First, Kentish. So Kentish carries on. It was earlier, it is also there in the Middle English period, okay? Second dialect in the Middle English was Midland dialect. Midland dialect. Uske baad Northern dialect. Three were there. Okay, three dialects were there. And one thing to keep in mind is this Midland dialect is the dialect which Chaucer uses in his works later on. And this is the dialect which ultimately evolves into modern English. The English that we speak today. Okay, evolves. Okay, this is not the original language that we speak and Chaucer wrote. This is the dialect which evolved. Beginning with the Norman times, this Midland dialect has been evolving and today it has become modern English. Now keep in mind that even England has seen many invasions. Ever since literature began to be written and whatever recorded history we have, there is ample evidence that there have been many invasions, plenty of invasions of different groups, clans, which have invaded England. But ultimately, of course, they also made England their home, and later on they also settled down. And you know, you can draw some parallels with India, because even in India, if you see, there have been so many groups, so many racially different communities that have come into India, they have settled down. Of course, settling down and coming down in India might not have been very amicable at the times in which they came. Probably there was struggle, maybe some kind of invasion, but that is something that has been ongoing everywhere in the world. And this is what is also reflected in the literature of, let's say, Anglo-Saxon period. Okay? And from an exam point of view, you should remember and focus on two things. One, the important literary works during the Anglo-Saxon period, and important literary features. Okay? Literary features of these literary works. Okay? Do cheeze aap hamesha dhyan mein rakhna whenever you read the literature of Anglo-Saxon period, or let's say Old English period. Sometimes there are questions based on chronology. Oh, let's say they can say that these are some events which have taken place, now arrange them in a chronological order. So first of all, you should know about the important events which have ultimately shaped literature also. Okay? So as I said, that Old English period begins with 650 CE and then ends finally with the arrival of the Normans. If we go in slightly more detail, you should keep in mind that in around 400 CE, slightly earlier, there was the withdrawal of the Roman legions from Britain. Matlab ye ki during those times the Roman Empire was there, and England was governed as a kind of territory, as a kind of colony. But for some reason, these rulers from Rome had to withdraw. And what ultimately this does is the defensive power of England during that time gets weakened, okay, kamzor ho jate hain, and then there is the invasion of the Anglo-Saxons and the Jutes, as I already told you. Okay, this happens approximately in 450 CE. Okay, uske baad in 500 CE there is the reign of the famous king, King Arthur. Okay, now King Arthur, why is he famous, or let's say why is he important? Because there are repeated mention of King Arthur in the works of Chaucer, as well as some Middle English literature, as well as some Old English literature. Okay? So the reign of King Arthur happens in the 6th century. Early 6th century matlab 500 plus. Uske baad, at around 800 CE, there is the Viking invasion. Okay? Vikings were basically a group of people from Europe. They came and invaded England. Okay? So this was also there. This also happened. Uske baad, in the 9th century, there is the Danish invasion. Danish people also invaded England. And finally, the most important invasion that takes place is the Norman invasion, which happens in 166 CE. And during the Norman invasion, the King of England, which was Harold, King Harold was there, he is defeated by William of Normandy at the Battle of Hastings. Now, Normandy is a place in France, and the Normans basically were people who came from France, and they invaded England. Okay? So after the Norman invasion, we see a lot of French influence in literature as well as the language. A lot of French words get added. Okay? Jo us samay ki dialect thi or whatever language was there, the dialect in which they spoke, that dialect absorbed a lot of French words, started to absorb a lot of French words. Now, this was some information about the invasions that have taken place in England, just to help you visualize what was going on during that time. Okay? Now, one few more things you should keep in mind is, we are talking about an era which is pre-Renaissance. Okay? Pre-Renaissance, pre-Chaucerian times. Hai ye sab. So, during those times, literacy levels were very low, technological development was very low, printing press was not invented till that time. So, that is the kind of society, that is the kind of socio-economic condition in which these people lived. Now, coming to the most important literary works, jo aapko yaad rakhna chahiye, from an exam point of view, these are extremely important. The first and the most important is the epic called Beowulf. Okay? B-E-O-W-U-L-F. Beowulf. This is a epic poem. Then, some other important works in Old English poetry are The Dream of the Rood. Okay? The Dream of the Rood. Ek to ye hai. उसके बाद द बैटल ऑफ मेल्डॉन, ठीक है, द बैटल ऑफ मेल्डॉन. उसके बाद द सी फेयरर, ठीक है, द सी फेयरर. उसके बाद द वैंडरर. एंड अनदर इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क इज अ वर्क ऑफ प्रोज कॉल्ड एंग्लो सैक्सन क्रॉनिकल. ठीक है, एंग्लो सैक्सन क्रॉनिकल. सो बेसिकली एंग्लो सैक्सन क्रॉनिकल है क्या? इट इज अ हिस्टोरिकल रिकॉर्ड अबाउट द टाइम्स ऑफ किंग एल्फ्रेड, द रेन ऑफ किंग एल्फ्रेड व्हिच हैपेंड ड्यूरिंग द 9th century CE. ठीक है. और एक और चीज आपको ध्यान में रखनी है, दैट ओल्ड इंग्लिश पोएट्री राइट इज फाउंड इन फोर एंथोलॉजीज. देर आर फोर एंथोलॉजीज ऑफ पोएट्री इन विच ऑल ऑफ द ओल्ड इंग्लिश पोएट्री इज फाउंड. ठीक है. वट इज द नेम ऑफ दीज एंथोलॉजीज? वन, द फर्स्ट एंथोलॉजी इज द बीवुल्फ मैन्यूस्क्रिप्ट, पहले तो ये है. सेकेंड, एग्जीटर बुक. ठीक है, एग्जीटर बुक. उसके बाद जूनियस मैन्यूस्क्रिप्ट. ठीक है, जूनियस मैन्यूस्क्रिप्ट कहते हैं इसके. एंड द फोर्थ वन इज वर्सेली बुक. ठीक है, वर्सेली बुक. बेसिकली ये क्या है? ऑल ऑफ दीज फोर आर एंथोलॉजीज. सो वेरियस पोएम्स आर देयर इन दीज फोर एंथोलॉजीज.